3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this fifth day of April. It's Championship Monday. The NCAA tournament will be crowning a champion tonight. Either Gonzaga goes undefeated or Baylor upsets them and hands them their first loss of the year. But that's not what I want to talk about.
What? Rookie's, it's not?
Rookie?
No, Rookie's back.
I am back, and there's no place I'd rather be.
From spring break and skiing out in Colorado. And so I want some more details. You talked about Mrs. Rookie getting wiped out, and that's pretty good story. But overall, pretty cool. How's your dad? Dad's doing good, everything?
Everything's good out in Colorado. Everything's doing well. Here, you want a really funny story? You're probably not even, you didn't even know this. I've kept this kind of under wraps. My dad wasn't even in Winter Park this past week.
He wasn't?
He was not. You want the story on this?
Where was he?
He was on a riverboat cruise down to Mississippi with my sister and my niece.
Oh, wow.
So here's,
that's why you didn't stay at his house.
That's why we didn't stay at his house. We had a slopeside condo. So here's the story. I'll give you this story. So we knew that he was going on this riverboat trip, but we were under the impression that it was in mid-March, and there's probably pretty a lot of blame to go around. So we knew he was going on this trip in March, but we were under the understanding that it was mid-March, and our vacation out there was late March into early April. So
Right. Even
when my dad is out here just a few weeks ago visiting, he was out here at the beginning of March
Right. Visiting,
and we already weren't going to stay at his place. We're already going to stay at the Slopeside condo for other reasons because that I won't get into. His house is full right now. So we were going to visit him, but we were always going to stay in his condo. So my dad comes to visit a few weeks ago, early March, about a month ago, and we've already rented this place. So we pull it up online, and they say, "Hey, Pops, have you seen this place? It's, you know, based in Winter Park. Do you know anything about it?" "Oh, no, I don't know too much. Anyway, blah, 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 blah." "Anyways, well, you'll come over. We'll have dinner at the condo, and you can come stay, you know, and all that stuff." Sounds great. So my dad goes home from visiting us here in Green Bay and sends me an email, says, "By the way, I'm going to be out of town the time that you're in town." And I'm like, "What?" That's when he's going on his riverboat cruise down to Mississippi with my sister and my niece. Oh. And he sends this email saying that he's not going to be there. So I don't respond to it. I'm just steaming. I mean, we always go for spring break. The only time we didn't go was last year because the world got shut down.
Right.
And so we're kind of mad. We're mad because my dad always knows that we come out during spring break, but you give him a break. He's 86 years old. He's just being told where to go right now, right? My mom passed away 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever it is. My dad's just going wherever he's told. So then we're kind of mad at my sister, who's really the ultimate family planner. She plans all our family reunions and all this stuff. She knows we come out for spring break. So it doesn't dawn on her before she books this thing that I better check with my brother in Green Bay to see if they're coming out. But, again, you know, and then we're to blame, too, because nobody ever really said dates. We knew they were gone. We assumed it was mid-March. They kind of said mid-March. So we're to blame, too, because we never really said, "Hey, we're going to be out there March so-and-so through April, whatever." So this story is awesome. So my dad gets home from visiting us a month ago in Green Bay and realizes that he's going to be gone. So he sends a note that says, "Just learned that, you know, basically I'm going to be gone when you guys are here in town." So I don't respond to it. I'm just fuming. 3 days later, he sends another email. Says, "Hey, did you get my email? I thought you would have responded that you were sad that you were going to miss me." And so I responded to him and said, "Oh, we got it. But I thought your email would say, 'Can't believe my daughter booked a trip for us to go on a Mississippi River cruise at the end of March when my family from Green Bay comes every year to visit during spring break, and I'm going to miss my, when I get to see my kids, my grandkids from Green Bay that I don't get to see very often.'"
Right.
And I shoot that back to him. And then he shoots back a response to that that says, I like my version better. So we go all the way to Colorado to visit my dad on spring break, and he's not even there. So then it gets even better. So about 1 week, one week before we were set to go on vacation, I'm talking to my dad on the phone. And he's in Minnesota for a funeral, blah, blah, blah. He says, yeah, well, I'm in Pipestone, Minnesota. I'm here for a funeral, blah, blah, blah. I get back on Friday and then leave for my trip on Saturday. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I said, well, we'll try to talk to you one more time Friday before you leave because we're leaving on Saturday as well. And he goes, where are you going? I said, we're going to Winter Park, but you're not going to be there. You don't remember? This is all true. Not one of it, not one bit of it is made up. And then I tell Mrs. Rookie that, and it's like, we just got it. He's 86. He's
yeah,
just
exactly. I was gonna
whatever.
Say.
Oh, but I couldn't believe he goes, where are you going? Oh, boy.
Wow.
Well, so there you go.
You had fun, right?
But I will say this. We had a blast. We met the Jocko family. The Jocko family joined us out there, as they usually
do.
They did. For skiing.
Oh, okay.
Yep, they usually ski with us. And I also learned before we go, before I bore everybody to death, that my kids are, at least one of them, are getting to the age where they don't want to be around me and wanted to ski by themselves. So the Jockos have a daughter one kid. It's a daughter, Ella. 1 year younger than Gabby. They're great friends when they get together. And so going into the trip, they wanted to know if they'd be able to ski a little bit by themselves. And we're like, okay, well, you can do that. Well, it wound up that we didn't see them for 2 days skiing. 2 out of the 4 days that we were skiing, they were off by themselves. Gabby is ready to move on and up and on without us. Meanwhile, Jackson probably would be the same thing, but he didn't have a boy. There was no boy to ski with. So he skied with the family and skied with me and all that other stuff. But, yes, Gabby is like, smell you. See you at the end of the day. Smell you later.
Well, it could have been Jackson and her running off, so I guess
yeah.
Got that.
But anyway, that's,
that's good.
Those are the highlights. But I'm
glad you had a fun time, and I'm glad the skiing was good and you didn't get hurt and you're back.
Well, better at least to get hurt than me.
Yeah, it's true.
And she did.
Very true.
So, anyway.
All right. All right. Well, welcome back. Good to having you back. And
is that where I'm supposed to hit the rim shot?
Hopefully the weather will continue in this and we can start teeing it up pretty soon.
No doubt.
I'm committed to a tournament on the 24th. I hope I get out before then.
The 24th?
I want to go out there for my first run in a tournament and be all rusty.
Let's do it.
Get out and play some golf.
Let's do it.
We'll do it as soon as possible. All right, that's going to do it for the podcast today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the Bill and Rookie Experience. And if you're not doing it yet, start doing it. 6 a.m., Monday through Friday, right here on The Fan.